We're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, weight loss is something that is a challenge for so many people, and how to keep it off and be able to create a lifestyle. But a lot of times what happens is we think that weight loss is some way. Well, my guest today understands things, and she's the author of You Can Be Right About Everything and Still Have Nothing, Stucked Up, A Breakthrough Path to Unstuck, and co-author of Life Boosts, author Vicki Griffith. Vicki, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. So we're talking about the new book that's out. But first, we just really quickly go into, you know, when we think about things specifically when it comes to weight loss, what are the things that people just miss the boat on? And then they just say, hey, you know what? I got these goals to set. I want to reach this specific plateau and goal, and yet they get off track very quickly.
Well, typically, and this isn't, of course, for everyone, but typically for weight loss, people look at the tactic first. What's the diet? What can I eat? What can't I eat? What's the exercise program? And they don't look at the reason why they are slipping off of their program. The reason why it is easier to go ahead and eat the two or three donuts instead of saying no.
Yeah.
They don't look at the fundamentals of, well, what's happening. And I get a lot of people who say to me, well, I can't diet. I just love food, but I'm not an emotional eater. And I have some news for them that response is emotional eating response. Food is wonderful. I absolutely agree. It tastes amazing. Yes, indeed it does. But if you're overeating more than what your body really needs, there's an emotional reason that that's happening. And that needs to be addressed along with belief systems about yourself. And I call those the stinky BS that we all kind of have, at least one of the four archetypes that I've discovered over the 20 years of working through this with folks, that is sabotaging efforts.
Yeah, it's definitely sabotaging efforts. And what we're going to talk about today are tactics, traditions, and tales. And I think that's really interesting in a lot of ways, because to uncover things, to make sure that people are doing the right thing and seeing progress and seeing growth, you wanted to talk about these three things so you don't quit your goal. So some, let's just give an example. Somebody says, I want to be bathing suit ready for the summer, you know, and they constantly struggle through this, but they have this goal in mind, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's what that's really coming up right now. It's a typical goal. And usually that's a goal for someone around 30 or younger. So I'm going to go on this 10-week program to lose the weight so I can get into my bathing suit for summer. And it works. And then we start getting a little bit older and life is encroaching upon us. We've got kids to take care of and we've got a busy career and our spouse has a career, family. As we get even older yet, then not only responsible for kids, but responsible for parents. And we've got all the other stuff going on in schools. And some people are going back to school. I went back to school when our son was 10. So it gets really busy and there's a lot of stress and stressors in our lives. And it's easier to cope by finding something yummy to eat or having an extra cocktail at night. But we still have that desire. So we keep looking back for that tactic, that 10-week program, no matter what age we are, that worked when our 20s, but isn't necessarily going to work now. Keep looking for that. I want to know what foods I can eat and can't eat. And that's one of the biggest hurdles I have to help people over, is that it's not necessarily the food you can or can't eat. And if any of them have been a professional dieter like I've been my entire life, you know pretty much what are foods that can help with weight loss or what's going to, you know, help you gain weight. You know that already. So that's the tactics. The traditions are the habits that has been created around eating. How you're going about eating. Is it run through the drive-thru every night? Is it going out to eat often? Is it dragging the pizza home every night? A lot of times there's an excuse or a habit around making food at home because you have to cut so much up, or you have to, it takes too much time, or all of those type of excuses. So the habits you've created around food and exercise, and what do those look like? But not only that, your habits of thought. Your habits, these are traditional, so these repeat. I think it's called 65-75% of the time is what psychologists say are negative thought patterns that keep coming back to us. So that's a habit as well. What habit do you have of thought that is sabotaging your diet?
Most often.
And then it's also, as I said, these stinky belief systems, this sticky BS that you have. And that tradition sometimes is placed upon you without you even knowing it. It's really sly. It is sometimes undetectable. We notice it through our actions. So in other words, we're not following the program and we're eating the second piece of chocolate cake, or you're eating the rest of the cake. Right. So it won't be in the refrigerator for the next day. So you want to get it out of your house. So those beliefs about yourself. And as I said, there's four archetypes, and I'd be glad to chat with somebody about what that might be for you and what's sabotaging your program and your health. What happens is that this basically moves into other areas in our life. So a lot of the same archetype that's sabotaging your program and your weight loss is also sabotaging other things in your life as well. And then the tales are the fairy tales. You create stories around these habits, these traditions, and these tactics, and you keep following that story, even though it's really a fairy tale. It is untrue about you. So you might create stories that says, well, other people can lose weight, but I can't. And then you'll create a whole story around that. Well, it takes too much time and it takes too much effort, and I can only eat whatever you think that is that you can eat to lose weight. Most of us, when we go on a diet around the age of 20, it's pretty restrictive and we can do it long enough to get the weight off. And so we think we have to go back to that type of experience again. And that's not true.
And so you're talking about, so things that are in our brain that tell us we can't do something, we don't, right? We say, oh, well, you know, I just can't do this, or I can't do that. When you hear negative thoughts in your brain, that keeps the results from happening, right?
Correct. It does. And I love that you bring up the brain, because what happens with these traditional habit thoughts, it does etch itself into the brain. The brain likes easy. It likes very simple, and it likes safe. And so when we start creating these habit pathways, brain goes, oh, I'm familiar with this experience. And so this is the results that they get. So I'm familiar with standing in the grocery store line, looking at the candy bar and putting two or three on the belt to be rang through. So that's what I'll do. And it happens automatically. It happens easily. And then pretty soon you're eating two or three candy bars on the way home.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you're done. So I think that just the brain, how we react, how we with food and certain things that stress us out with food, that's why somebody like you is here to help, right? Because a lot of times people think it's all about exercise. That's part of it, but it's not all of it, because you could exercise every day, and if you still eat the same foods every day, there's not going to be any progress, is there?
Correct. That is correct. And yes, so that's why I said that's the tactics. That's where they're starting with. They're starting with the exercise or the food, the diet first. And both are extremely important for your health. There is no question about that. However, you're not going to follow through with your desire if you don't take care of these fundamentals, these systems that are sabotaging you over and over and over again. And who is it, Einstein, that says you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result? And that's the definition of insanity, I believe he says. And that's what we do over and over and over again, expecting different results. In the meantime, the old programs are playing back in your mind and in your brain around how you react to food. And here's what's really fascinating about the whole pandemic experience. I'm sure you've heard that the average weight gain was 29 pounds.
Right. Oh my gosh, 29. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that, but then I ended up losing 40 something. So I'm good now. And I can't keep the weight off now, meaning I can't put more weight on. I want to put on. So it's amazing how I was able to, you know, overcome those things and those obstacles. Now I'm just trying to keep weight on because my metabolism totally changed. And it just happens for people. You know what I mean? It's a mindset. It's a growth mindset of doing it, saying, I don't want to have those foods. I want to work out. I want to be active. And the pandemic just destroys everything. And so many people are still battling that to get them back on track.
Well, that was one of the misnomers that people said, well, I can't make my meals because I'm not at home. And then they were at home and they were gaining weight. And it was one of two things. Either you gained weight or you lost weight. And congratulations on your weight release. That is awesome. And that you took charge of that. But what happened is it was stressful. And when we're stressed, we rarely think logically. it's kind of interesting how our brain just gets paralyzed in a way. And that's what happened to a lot of people. So then we had to figure out how to cope. And what does that look like when many people turn to food because it was close and it was available? And what were they doing to release the stress? They were baking bread. I don't know about you, but I went to the grocery store and couldn't find any flour or yeast. Not that I eat that stuff anyway, but it was interesting to see the shelves just empty because everyone had taken up baking, it seemed. And yet they were having to eat it.
Larger portions. Mm-hmm. So if they, you know, to get unstuck, you know, purchase your books for sure, but also contact you, right, Vicky? Because the important thing is if you want to work one-on-one with you or work with you in some sort of way, the ability you're able to use the mind in the process and to talk to them and understand those things, the more success you're going to have. Because a plan in anything, from business to anything that you want to succeed in life, you need to have someone to bounce those ideas off of and come up with plans. Because without a plan and without sticking to that plan, there's no success.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. And that's why I have coaches and I have more than one coach because I have coaches for different types of things in my life that are going on that I want to clear. And I realize that sometimes I don't always have a clear head to do that. Because like I said, I've been a professional dieter. I know how to do it. I just don't always did it. I didn't always do it for myself until I released the 70 pounds and kept it off. Same thing with business. And same thing with family, same thing with anything that you want to do and change or accomplish in your life. You do need someone to guide you. Sometimes it's a matter of ahas. Other times it's breakthroughs. And other times it's just you need somebody to go say, go do it. And then you'll go do it because you want to be accountable. So I absolutely agree. Find somebody. And you can find me at vickygriffith.com. It is my website. I do have a free gift for everyone here today. If you go to Crush Cravings, with an S, so crushcravings.com, you'll get a video download series that will show you how to crush cravings in 30 seconds. And it is true. It really does work. And you can get these five videos. They're like a minute a piece. It won't take you very long. Actually, do the exercise along with the video. And it will crush your cravings. So if you are one of those emotional eaters that chocolate chip cookies is your thing, it will take care of that. Or sourdough bread was your thing, it'll take care of that. So take a look at it. Go ahead and download it for free and play with it.
All right. Fantastic, Vicky. We appreciate you coming on the show. And definitely every one of my listeners out there needs to take on this offer, especially if they're looking at specifically trying to lose weight. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
All right. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.